Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and LEGO Masters is back again tonight and catch up on 9 now. I am enjoying the absolute hell out of this season and I've been rooting for our WA contestants, Diane and Shane, who join us now. Hello.
How you doing?
Good morning.
How are we?
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Just come off an exciting episode last
yeah.
night.
I'll get you to lean a little bit closer into the mic for me a little bit. Sorry. We're doing well, but...
Yeah, we're doing pretty good so far. It was a bit shaky starting off, but... You know, we're starting to find our stride now.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I was going to say, because I saw, obviously, the start of this season. It gets revealed that you're taking on these different people from around the world who have former experience in the LEGO Masters concept, although not at LEGO Masters Australia. They've done a version of this before. And then you guys are all green. You've never done it before. And they go, all right, take on the world's best. Let's see how you go.
Yeah, it was like lambs to the slaughter, wasn't it?
A little bit, yeah. were you a little bit like pooping your pants going, come on.
Oh, that first episode, it was like, no way, let's pack our bags and go home.
We were situated across from them, so all the Australians were on one side, all the international teams were on the other side, and I think they did that specifically so we had to look at what they were building.
Yeah,
because it's, you don't when you've got a team next to you, you're not looking to your side as much, but you're looking in front of you, like, yeah. So we were like right across from the Danish and the Germans, and just like looking at those builds right in front of us, we were like, oh my God, what are we doing?
And the Germans have been unstoppable as well. They've been so good.
They have been. Yeah.
Just for the record, she actually works every day building Lego.
Oh, what?
So she works for a Lego master in Germany. So that's what she does.
Oh,
I didn't know that was a job.
It is a job.
Wow.
It is a job.
Maybe a new career path for you two after the show, maybe?
Maybe.
We'll call up Lego. Call up Lego or Brickman. I don't know.
How does it go with your dynamic as mother and son on the show? Because is it a case of mum knows best, or do you have to concede a couple of times?
I don't think they've shown it so much at the moment, but there are definitely many times when mum will say, no, we should do this. And I'm like, no. And it always turns out that mum knew best.
I love that.
That's good.
We'll send you that recording after.
Yeah, no, I'm no joke. Last night's episode, when we switched from, wait a second, sorry.
It's all right. That's fine. Yeah.
Sorry. So
the other night.
Sunday night's episode in the replication challenge.
Yeah.
Mum wanted to do that painting originally.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
And we were like 90% going to do the painting. And then I was like, no, let's do this wheelbarrow. And then we lost an hour doing that when we should have just started with the painting. So.
And the boys, I had the chessboard in my hand because I said, what about this one? And they evidently, they call it, yoinked it off me.
Yeah, they yoinked it.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't know what that word was. But
that's a real term, Mum.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
It's blatant thievery, but I did admire their courage to do that, stealing it from a mum. I would never. Not in a million years. But that painting that you replicated was incredible. The frame was so good. So good.
Yeah, the Danish team were having a problem with it because they were like, there's not enough gold elements to do it. And for us, we thought, well, you know, we're treating it like a painting, in that you don't need to use gold. You just need to use different browns and stuff to kind of trick the eye into thinking it's gold. And that's how we ended
did that
up.
Well.
We're pretty happy with it.
You've done everything well so far. I've been enjoying it. I'm curious, what's the future plan for you? Because obviously you're on LEGO Masters. That's so cool. We've seen other WA contestants go on to have little exhibitions around the state. Is that something you would consider?
Yeah, we're going to start doing a little bit more. We're going to go to Brickvention next year and we'll do some stuff.
What's Brickvention?
It's just like a big convention for LEGO.
Is it like Sexpo?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't go to that.
You had to make it awkward, Alan. You had to make it awkward. Now, Diane, your normal job, you work in school, so I could imagine that the students would be losing their minds seeing you on TV.
Oh, my goodness. We come straight out of school holidays. We aired on the Sunday, Monday school, and it was like, oh, my goodness. And they had already seen, because we couldn't tell anyone what we were doing.
Oh, my God.
So I had been working at the school and they didn't know that they had me working there. And I walked in the school and I go, oh, my goodness, Are we allowed to talk to you? And I went, yeah, why? I wasn't understanding to begin with, but they obviously had watched the show. Yeah.
That is so. So has it earned you a little more cred with your students?
Oh, my goodness. They're all asking questions, and I've even asked for, they've asked for photos and signatures, and it's like, oh, my goodness, they're so cute, especially the little ones. They're so, they just want to know everything. Yeah.
So Sophie Monks appeared a couple of times on the episode. Are we going to see much more of her? Because I've enjoyed her popping in and out of the show.
I don't know if we're allowed to say anything about her.
Well, I think you need to watch.
That's true. Did you at least enjoy Sophie Monks?
She is delightful. She is a very good person and a lovely character. She, you know, you only see what they show you on TV.
Yeah.
But afterwards, she talks to you. You know, she asks you questions. She's actually really, really dinky dog.
I see her bank transfers come through.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What about Hamish Blake? Please tell me he's a massive diva as soon as the cameras go down.
No.
I don't agree with that. No, he is hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, honestly, you think that people would be like that, but he is the father of the year. He's just the nicest guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, Channel 9's not paying us to say this, but he is, honestly, he is so nice.
He's always up for a good hug for me. And, you know, when you're away, because you're away for a little bit of time, you know, away from, I mean, I had my son with me, thank goodness, but other people didn't. But, you know, he would always get you into the, get you into the mood and hype you up.
Aww.
And give you a hug or, you know, come on, Mama, die. You know, you've got this.
Yeah. it gets very stressful. And then off camera, there's times when everyone's a little bit stressed and stuff. And he's there with everyone.
Yeah.
He's always there to, like, you know, make everyone feel better and make everyone feel good. He's a really genuine person.
Now, did he offer to make one of his famous cakes for anyone if their birthday came up on set?
Well, we did have some birthdays on set.
Yeah.
And no, he did not.
Knowing what he puts in and how much effort.
I know.
He'd get so blind drunk the night before making it, he'd be a mess on set the next day. You wouldn't want that. No chance. Did he bring his kids to set it any other day?
Yes, he did. That was quite funny.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do our work.
Chaos.
We're trying to do our work and all I want to do is play with the kids.
And did his kids steal as much Lego as he probably does?
No.
Literally. Sure.
I don't think anyone steals as much Lego as Hamish.
That was a real pain answer there. Absolutely not. No, don't be talking. You're in cahoots. Well, we're enjoying the journey. And of course, Lego Masters, everyone needs to watch it. Catch up on 9 now. I'm enjoying the season so far, and we're rooting for you. Go WA. Don't be intimidated by these other guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just people like you and me. Yeah, they've got millions of hours of skills over us. It doesn't matter.
Just FYI, I think they're getting a little bit scared of us.
Oh,
you know, we are showing our strengths and we're actually very calm on set. So everyone doesn't understand it. You know, everyone else is falling apart and we're trying very hard just to stay calm.
I love that. Yeah. What's that?
That's my phone.
That's your phone. That wasn't my phone. You're out of control, Mom.
Let's leave it there. Lego Masters, get around it.
Oh, you're on it.